All right, so we're diving into Poppies today.
Oh, yeah.
By Jane Weir. And this one, you know, can be a bit of a head scratcher for some folks,
Yeah.
especially if you're like around that 14 to 16 age range and you've come across it in class
Right.
and you're still trying to kind of piece it all together.
Absolutely.
We're going to help you break it down today.
I think what's interesting about this poem is that it seems really simple on the surface. You know, it's just a mom saying goodbye to her son. But I think there's a lot more going on underneath.
Absolutely.
And Weir uses a lot of really interesting imagery to get her point across.
For sure. And we're gonna look at some of those key quotes that really kind of unlock the poem's deeper meaning. But before we do that, let's just kind of set the stage a little bit. The poem doesn't really come right out and tell us where or when it takes place. But there's some little hints that we can pick up on. And so one thing to remember is that Jane Weir was actually asked to write this poem for a specific purpose. And it was about war.
Interesting.
And this was around the time, of like the Gulf Wars and the Iraq Inquiry. So even though she's not mentioning a specific war, that context kind of hangs over the poem.
I see, yeah.
And it's almost like she's tapping into this universal feeling of mothers sending their sons off to fight and all the anxieties that come with that.
Absolutely.
So thinking about that, let's look at the setting a little bit. The poem opens and closes in a churchyard.
Oh, that's a good detail to notice.
And it connects us back to that wartime context.
For sure, because churchyards often have war graves in them.
Especially around like Remembrance Day when people are wearing poppies
Exactly.
to remember those who died in wars.
Yeah, and that brings us to the poppies in the poem. They're more than just pretty flowers, right?
They're not just there for decoration.
There's all this history behind them. And I think that's where that poem in Flanders Fields is really important, the one that made the poppy a symbol of remembering soldiers.
So when Weir starts the poem with these lines, 3 days before Armistice Sunday, and poppies had already been placed on individual war graves. She's setting the mood right away.
Yeah, it's somber.
It's somber, and she's hinting at these themes of loss and remembrance.
Absolutely. And Armistice Day is really important because it marks the end of World War I, which was just devastating.
Huge conflict. So just those first few lines tell us a lot about what we're going to be dealing with in this poem.
It's interesting, though, because it's not like some far-off historical event. It feels really personal and immediate. And I think that's because it's written from the mother's point of view.
It is.
She's speaking directly to her son. Like we're eavesdropping on a private conversation that's called direct address. And it makes the poem feel really intimate.
And emotional.
We're right there in her headspace.
And it's so interesting how she uses these time jumps, like almost like flashbacks. She's in the present moment. Her son's leaving, but she keeps going back to memories of him as a child, like trying to hold on to these happy moments as he's about to walk into danger.
That's a great point. And it actually connects to something we're going to talk about later, about how the structure of the poem kind of reflects the way that memory works, especially when you're feeling really emotional.
But before we get there, let's look at another quote
All right.
that I think really reveals the mother's emotional state. She says, "Sellotape bandaged around my hand, I rounded up as many white cat hairs as I could."
Okay, so why is she even mentioning cat hairs at a time like this?
It's such a weird little detail. Like she's getting ready to say goodbye to her son, potentially forever, but she's worried about cat hairs.
Yeah, like what's going on there?
I feel like Weir's doing this on purpose.
Oh, I think so too.
To show us something about what's happening in the mother's mind.
I think about it. She's probably running around the house trying to make sure everything's perfect for her son before he leaves. And in her mind, those cat hairs become the symbol of how much she loves and cares for him.
Oh, wow.
Almost like a last-minute act of mothering before he goes off.
And it makes me think about how people deal with grief and anxiety differently, Sometimes we focus on these little practical things to avoid those bigger, scary emotions.
It's a distraction.
And so maybe that's what's happening here with the mother. She's clinging to these cat hairs to distract herself.
From the fear and the sadness.
That she's really feeling.
And you know what's interesting too? Those cat hairs are white.
Oh, yeah.
It could just be a coincidence,
Yeah.
but, you know, white is often associated with purity and innocence,
right?
Qualities that we might associate with her son.
Before he heads off to war.
Exactly.
So we're already seeing how these simple details,
right,
like the cat hairs,
yeah,
and the color white,
yeah,
can be layered with meaning.
Absolutely. It's like Weir is giving us these little clues,
yeah,
to unlock the poem's deeper emotions.
It's like a puzzle.
It is.
That we have to piece together.
And that's one of the things that makes poetry so fascinating. You have to read between the lines and pay attention to the little details because they reveal so much about the characters.
And what they're going through.
Exactly. It's fascinating. You know, this poem, it's about a mother and her son.
Right.
But it also speaks to, like, our anxieties about people we love heading into danger.
Oh, totally. Like, that feeling of wanting to protect them but knowing you can't.
Exactly.
And that's why this next quote we're going to look at is so powerful.
Okay.
Because it kind of shifts the focus from the mother
right.
to the son's perspective for a minute.
Okay.
He says, "The world overflowing like a treasure chest."
Hmm.
So hopeful.
Yeah, it really highlights that contrast between the mother's fears and the son's optimism.
Yeah, he's excited about the possibility.
Ah.
He sees it as an adventure, you know.
Like a treasure chest waiting to be opened.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But for the mother, knowing what she knows about war,
right,
that treasure chest probably feels a little more like Pandora's box.
Oh, yeah, full of danger.
Right. And that's where that historical context
we
talked about earlier comes in.
Right.
You know, if you're a teenager, wars are constantly in the news.
Yeah.
That sense of uncertainty and danger
would feel very real.
Very real. Yeah. And Weir wrote this.
Right.
During a time, you know,
yeah.
when the world was dealing with the aftermath of the Gulf Wars.
The Iraq inquiry.
Exactly. Yeah. So even though she doesn't mention them specifically.
Right.
They're there.
Informing those emotions.
Yeah. It's like she's tapping into that collective anxiety we feel when young people are sent off to fight in these wars that a lot of people question.
So it's about this one mother and son, but it reflects something bigger.
It does,
about war and its impact.
Yeah, it's not just a personal story.
Exactly.
It's a reflection on something much larger.
And that's what poetry can do so well.
Yeah.
Take these intimate stories and connect them to bigger social and political issues.
And Weir does that so well in this poem.
Oh, yeah.
By weaving together, you know, the mother's personal grief with their broader context of war.
Absolutely.
Okay, so we've talked about the historical context, the setting, those time jumps.
The flashbacks,
yeah.
creating that emotional roller coaster.
Exactly. But there's one more thing we need to talk about.
Okay.
And that's Jane Weir's background as a textile designer.
Oh, yeah. How does that come into play?
Right. It seems kind of random.
It does.
But I promise it's not.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
So think about some of the language she uses.
Okay.
Remember, she mentions sellotape bandaged around her hand.
Uh-huh.
And then later she talks about the dove's flight as stitching the air. Those images of bandaging and stitching.
Right.
They're not just random.
Right.
They connect back to her world.
As a textile artist.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So she's using language familiar to her.
Uh-huh.
But it takes on this deeper meaning in the poem.
Right.
It's like she's weaving together different threads of meaning.
I love that.
Right.
Yeah, like she would with fabric.
Exactly. And I think those textile images, they work on multiple levels.
Okay.
On one hand, they emphasize the mother's love.
Right, that desire to protect.
Yeah, like she's trying to stitch her son back together.
To keep him safe.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But on another level, those images also suggest fragility.
Because stitches can unravel.
Right, and bandages can't always heal those deepest wounds.
Especially in war.
Yeah, where the wounds are both physical and emotional.
Exactly, and I think that brings us to the ending.
Oh, yeah. The ending is so powerful.
The mother goes to the churchyard.
That same place with all the war graves.
Right. Filled with memories of loss.
And she sees a dove flying overhead.
And she describes its flight as stitching the air.
Such a beautiful image, but so heartbreaking.
It is.
Is she finding solace in that, or is it a reminder of what she's lost?
That's a great question. And I think Weir leaves it open.
Yeah.
She doesn't give us a neat resolution. She leaves us with that image.
Of the dove.
Yeah. And it's up to us to decide what it means.
So even though the poem ends,
it's
still working on us.
Making us think.
Yeah. About the mother's grief.
The son's fate.
War and remembrance.
It's a powerful piece of writing.
It really is.
It stays with you.
And it makes you think about these big, complex issues.
That we all face.
Yeah, exactly. So we've really unpacked Poppy's.
We have.
Dug into those key quotes and the historical context.
The background.
And it's just amazing.
It is.
How much Jane Weir fits into such a short poem.
She's so skilled.
It really is remarkable. And one of the things that I think makes it so effective is how she uses these everyday things.
Right.
You know, to explore these really complex themes.
It's so relatable.
It is. Yeah, like the cat hairs.
Oh, yeah.
Such a small detail, but it tells us so much
about the mother's state of mind.
Exactly. And then there are those textile images,
right? The stitching,
connecting back to her own life.
Yeah. And they work on so many levels.
Yeah.
You know, highlighting that desire to protect, but also that fragility.
Like it could all fall apart. Right. And that ending,
a dove
stitching the air.
Beautiful, but haunting.
Right. Like, does she find comfort or is it just temporary?
I think that's what makes it so powerful.
Yeah.
It's not a simple answer.
It leaves you thinking.
It does.
About grief and loss and remembering.
Yeah. And I think if you're studying this poem and you're feeling stuck, the best thing you can do is connect with it personally.
How do you mean?
Think about your own experiences with saying goodbye or facing something scary.
Yeah.
How did that make you feel?
What do you remember?
Yeah. Because even though the poem's about war, it's really about those universal human emotions.
And that we all go through.
Right. And by connecting with your own experiences, you can understand the poem better.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
Well, I think that about wraps it up for our deep dive on Poppy's.
I think so.
Hopefully you have some new tools.
Some new insights.
To tackle this poem.
Yeah.
And remember,
poetry is meant to be discussed.
Exactly. So talk about it.
Share your ideas.
See what other people think.
You might be surprised.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us.
Yeah. Thanks for listening.
We'll see you next time on The Deep Dive.